The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Memvav. The Gemara tells us a rule, the halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. When there's a machlekes in Erevin, we go like the mandamar who is more mekel, who is more lenient. And the Gemara concludes that not only by Erev Chatzeres is this true, but even by Eruvei Tchumen this halacha applies, that we go like the one who is more mekel and Erev. Now, this rule can only apply by Tchumen which are drabonim. To Isser of going more than 2,000 Amos away from one's Malkam on Shabbos is a Drabonik Isser. And there's a rule that we adopt a more lenient opinion when there's a Machlekes in Erevei Tchumen Drabonim. The question comes up in regards to Yud Beis Mil, that there's Isser on Shabbos to go more than 12 mil on Shabbos. And this is a Machlekes Rishonim if it's Deraisa Drabonim. And if we would consider like an Isser Deraisa, certainly one would have to go to Chumrah, adopt a more stringent view when there's a Suffolk, when we're not sure what the Halacha is. The Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Siman Shin Tzai Zayin, quotes the two opinions, whether the Isser of Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, it's from the Torah, or he says the many Paiskim say it's only Derabon de Geisser. In Siman Tov Talad, the Ramah, and actually even the Machaber there, seem to adopt the view that we do have to be Choshish, we do have to worry about the opinion that is Deraisa, and we do have to take that seriously, and one of the subject about Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, he must go to Chumrah. The Bir Aloch over there points out that by Shvisas Kelim, the Aloch that one's items, one's belongings, one's objects cannot leave the Tchumen Shabbos, there it's Machlekes. If anyone holds this Issi Yud Beis Mil, even if for a person there's Issi Deraisa of going more than Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos, more than 12 mil, however, for one's belongings, there's further Machlekes if there's Issi Deraisa or not. That means that even if a person may not go more than Yud Beis Mil, Minat Torah, on Shabbos, but could be his kelim, his behemoth, his items may go. And therefore the Bir Halacha says that although we will go to Chumrah and adopt a more stringent view in regard to the person himself, and we do have to be afraid that the Isser Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa, in regards to one's kelim, one's belongings, one can be more mekel. In the Mishnah Berurah over there, he points out that although the Mashmaya says the Machaber is that we have to go to Chumrah and assume that Yud Beis Mil is an Isser Deraisa, and therefore it's by Sveikas, where we're not sure what the Halacha is. For example, over there it's talking about Lamal Miyud, question of the rules of Tchumen apply more than 10 Tfachim above the ground, and there the Mechaber is Mavur, that we have to go to Chumrah. He points out that Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Agra discusses the both Shitas there, and he seems to be leaning that to the Poiskim that say it's only Drabonin. In any case, the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to be of the opinion that we have to go to Chumrah, we have to work with Isser of Yud Beis Mil being like an Isser Deraisa, and the Mishnah Berurah more or less goes with that opinion. Now, by Yud Beis Mil, we're not going to go to Kula Vaya Safik. But we must figure out what the parameters are of the Issa Yud Beis Mil. What exactly is the Issa Yud Beis Mil? Is it the same as Tchum Alpayim? Is it different? Is it the same rules? And the Chum extended the Issa, which the Torah created by Yud Beis Mil, and the Torah said by 1 mil, by 2,000 Amos, Issa already applies. Or is the Issa of Yud Beis Mil different entirely from the Issa of Tchum Alpayim that was created by the Chachamim? In regards to the shear of Yud Beis Mil, how large that would be, we would say it's something in the area of 7 or 8 miles, depending on which shear amal one would want to go with. Obviously, because it's Nisa Deraisa, one might want to go with a smaller shear amal, and one might go with it might come out that's closer to 7 miles, rather than being the larger shear and being more like 8 or 9 miles. Now, in regards to the mechanics and how the Isser of Yud Beis Mil works, the Ramban, and that Mem Gimel, in our parak, has a long arichus by the Gemara Bat Svina. And then the Ramban discusses the Isser of going Yud Beis Mil, very specifically. And although the Ramban themselves have the opinion at the end of the first paragraph of Dafid Zayin that the Isser of going Yud Beis Mil is Rabbanan, and the very conclusion of this piece, the Ramban reminds us of that opinion of his, but for the most part he is willing to work within the Shitas that hold that the Isser of Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. The Ramban says that when one's traveling on a boat, even if once one is kind of Shvisa and he has a certain place, which is his place for Shabbos, he's not allowed to go more than 2,000 Amos, even on the boat. Let's discuss the case where the boat is Lamatim Yud, so it's less than 10 Tfachim off the ground, so therefore there definitely would be an Isser Tchumen. However, the Ramban says the Isser of Yud Beis Mil will never apply when one is traveling on a boat, and that is because the Isser is Isser Halicha. It's an Isser that one's not allowed to walk more than Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos. Once traveling on the boat, he doesn't have the Isser. The Isser is one's not allowed to do a Halicha of the Isser, and also dig a Halicha of Yud Beis Mil. Therefore, the Ramban says that people who are going, or Yotzer B'Shus, they're going with B'Shus, let's say they're going to Eidus for Kiddush HaKiddush, and they have to travel on Shabbos, they may go even more than Yud Beis Mil, and when they arrive in Yerushalayim, they will benefit from the Dekana of Rabbi Gamliel, Rav Gamliel Zaken, that Rav Gamliel allowed them to go afterwards 2,000 amos all direction. And we will not say that since they already left the Yibiz Mil, so now they are stuck in their place, because they were not over on the Issa of Yibiz Mil. Rather, in Atar, they would get another Yibiz Mil, they'd be allowed to go now. Because since they did not do a Halich of Issa, a traveling, a going the Issa with Navera, away from their place, so therefore the walking that they have done does not count at all towards Yibiz Mil. They would actually be allowed Yibiz Mil from here. That is the approach of the Ramban, that the Issa seems to be more an Issa of Licha, an Issa of going. The Michas Chinuch, by the Halachos of Tchum Shabbos, by the Mitzvah, he seems to look at the Issa of Yibiz Mil as being more or less the same as the Issa of Tchum HaPayim. Just like the Drabon, the Issa of Tchum HaPayim is that one has his place, and then we measure in all directions 2,000 Amas, and that is we square it off, and that is the box, that's where he's allowed to go. The same applies Min HaTerah Yibiz Mil, according to these Rishonim, the Holy Yibiz Mil is Issa from the Torah. And one is not allowed to leave his place, and his place, instead of being an area with a range of 2,000 amos around the exact Dalet amos where he starts, or the city where he starts, it's a range of 12 mil in all directions around the Dalet amos or the city where, or the place where he starts. The Michas Chinuch says that once one has left his Yibiz Mil, he's not allowed to go any further. He's not allowed to go more than 4 amos. He can't go more than 4 amos any further. And he says that in the unusual case that one would have gone travel more than Yibiz Mil, more than 12 mil, to say Eidus V'Kiddush HaChadish Nishalayim, he would not benefit from the Tekana Rav Gamliel Zaken. He would be an exception to the rule. He would not be allowed to go 2,000 Amos in all directions, because Rav Gamliel would not have had the authority, did not have the authority to allow him to leave his Dalet Amos, since he has already gone against, with Rishus, he has already gone against the Torah's Issa of going out of one's range of 12 mil from the place he started from Shabbos. It was Rishus, he was allowed to do it. But a new Tekana of Rav Gamliel that allows a person to get a new Apayim, a new 2,000 Amos, that does not apply when one has already transgressed the Dereis to get Issa of Yibiz Mil, even if he did Behetar, even if he had Rishus to do it. This is what the Michas Chinuch says. Michas Chinuch does say that one is allowed to walk backwards towards his original place, even after he went out of Yibiz Mil, because he's now walking further out of his range of Yibiz Mil. He's walking closer to his home base where he started. It's interesting to know that the Sefer Kriya Sefer, written by the Mabit, better known as the Sefer of the Mabit, on the Rambam, he says that once one has gone out of his Yibiz Mil, he may not go out of Dalet Amos, not forwards, not backwards. He gets a new Mokum of Dalet Amos, and he's not allowed to leave the Dalet Amos. However, the Michas Chinuch holds that one may walk backwards towards the home base. Sefer Amudei Ar, he says that once one has walked out of his Yibiz Mil, he can walk further as much as he wants, because the Isser is to go Yibiz Mil out of one's place and into more than Yibiz Mil, out of one's range of Yibiz Mil. And once one has left that range of Yibiz Mil, going any further is not going to make a difference, it's not going to be any worse. There's no Isser of going any further steps. Not like the Michas Chinuch, and not like the Kiryas Sefer say. Now, this is more or less going with the approach of the Michas Chinuch, that the Yibiz Mil is a range that one gets around his place, just like Apayim is a range, the Tchum of 2000, of Midrabanan is a range that one gets around his Mokam, his place of Dalet Amos, or his city, which is considered like Dalet Amos. Michas Chinuch feels this way in regards to Yibiz Mil as well. However, this is not the Mashmoyis, this is not the implication of the Ramban is. And the Shalot Shuvah Beis Yitzchak, he makes mention of the Sefer Michas Chinuch, which he says was recently published, and that the Michas Chinuch is of this of the opinion that the Issa of Yibiz Mil is that one has a range of Yibiz Mil around his place, he is not allowed to leave that range. And the Beis Yitzchak vehemently disagrees with the Michas Chinuch, and the Beis Yitzchak says that the Issa of Yibiz Mil is Issa Licha, one is not allowed to go more, one is not allowed to travel more than Yibiz Mil on Shabbos. He says that if one goes, let's say, 8 mil in one direction and 4 mil in a different direction, the Israeli reaches the limit, he may not go any further, even though he has not gone more than Yibiz Mil from his original place. The Beis Yitzchak says that in the Dereis, the Issa of Yibiz Mil doesn't help to make an Erev Tchumen. By the Sher HaPayim, one can make an Erev Tchumen close to 2,000 Amos or up to 2,000 Amos away from his house, and then he can go another 2,000 Amos past that. But the Issa of Yibiz Mil, the Beis Yitzchak says, the one would not be allowed to do that. It would not help to make Erev Tchumen, let's say 11.5 mil away from where the person lives, and then travel another up to another 12 mil afterwards, because the Issa is one's not allowed to go more than Yibiz Mil, and doesn't help to make an Erev, doesn't help to switch directions in the middle, he's not allowed to go more than Yibiz Mil. Now, it's important to know that the Ramban, actually the Divya Chesko wants to say, according to the Ramban, the same would apply, that I wouldn't have to make an Erev Tchumen for Yibiz Mil, because Isra Alicho, in the same vein as what the Beis Yitzchak says. However, it's important to note that the Ramban, Daf in Zayin, where he discusses the Isra Yibiz Mil, he himself personally concludes that the Isra Yibiz Mil is not the Araisa, but it's very clear that he is of the opinion that if the Isra is the Araisa, one could make an Erev Tchumen at the end of the Yibiz Mil. Now the Divya Chesko wants to learn the Ramban, Daf Nun Gemal, now the Beis Yitzchak says. It would definitely come out from this that even according to the Ramban, who holds the Isser is Isra Alicha, not like the Michas Chinuch, and those who go, that is the Isser of leaving one's range in all directions of Yibiz Mil, and even according to the Ramban, that's the Isser of going, of traveling Yibiz Mil, of walking more than Yibiz Mil, does not mean that one cannot walk any walk of more than Yibes Mil Shabbos in any haphazard way, once he's walked Yibes Mil, he cannot walk any further. Rather, one is not allowed to walk more than Yibes Mil from his place where he started off at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, it's not just a range that one cannot leave the range, because we see that the Ramban says that if one has traveled on a ship or if one has traveled Rishus, when the Kiddush HaChadosh is finished, or when he's gone off the ship, he has a new Yibes Mil, and he's not allowed to go further more than a new Yibes Mil. So it's not just a range around his house that he has a range of Yibes Mil, and he cannot leave that range. It is Isra Alicha, Isra of going, of walking, and therefore if the walking was not Heter or wasn't done through walking, it doesn't count at all. However, the Isra is not to walk, not to go more than Yibes Mil from one's place. So if one walks in a zigzag back and forth, then he can walk and walk and walk. If he can walk in circles around his area, as long as he has not walked more than Yibes Mil away from his place. And that's why an Erev Tchumen would help also, because Erev Tchumen is setting up that this is my place for the Shabbos. So once he has set up his place, he may walk, let's say, the 11.5 mil to the Erev, because he's just walking closer to his place, and then he may walk another 12 mil past that, up to the limit of Yibes Mil, because now he has not walked more than Yibes Mil away from his place, from his makom for the Shabbos. Halach l'maisa, I discussed this with the Bank of Bloishlita, Baal Mechaber Sefer Nesivah Shabbos, one of the senior places of the Dat Eda Charedis today in Yerushalayim, and he told me that the way to measure for Yibes Mil is first one has to build where one's starting point is, one's Dal Amis, or someone who started Shabbos in the ear, what his ear is, what his city is, Mirabeya the ear, to square it off like we do for Tchum HaPayim Drabonon, and you can connect with Yivuam also, like we'll discuss further in Daf Nevov for Tchum Drabonon, and then the Isser is only to go more than Yibes Mil for one's place. But moreover, one has the right to gain in the corners, which according to the Chinuch will be very clear, according to the Rabban, this is more of a Chiddush, that just like with Chum HaPayim D'Rabbanon, we square off in the corners, that means that one is allowed to go 2,000 to the north, south, east, and west. If one is going northeast, he's allowed to go up to 2,000, approximately 2,800 Amos, because we draw a line across by 2,000 Amos north of where he started off. We draw a line 2,000 Amos east of where he started off, and then one's allowed to go all the way to that corner where the two lines meet, which is approximately 2,800 Amos away from where his city, or where the Ribuah of his city ended. Same applies in regard to Yibes Mil. In any case, since the Isser is only to go more than Yibes Mil away from one's ear, from where one's city, the starting point is, this has practical halachic ramifications. In New York, it doesn't come up as often because the whole city is more or less connected. We'll discuss further about Hashem, Daf Nevov, Daf Nun Zayin, how Manhattan and Brooklyn are connected. We touched on the Luba and Daf Nun Beis. One way that the Mechzitza calls that one can connect it, the other shittas don't hold it that way, but there are other ways which are more muskim, more agreed upon by all. However, those who live in New Jersey has many practical ramifications. For example, those who live in Lakewood, and sometimes on Shabbos, the emergencies come up, or one goes to have a baby, they have to travel to a hospital. Now, the Kimball Hospital is in the middle, heart of Lakewood. Brick Hospital is connected to the entire Lakewood. But the Jersey Shore Hospital, Monmouth Medical Center, those hospitals, people travel to them, and people go on the Garden State Parkway, they go on Route 195, and they definitely leave the city, they even leave at Chum Shabbos, they go more than 2,000 Amos away from the city, away from the city which they started off from Lakewood. However, there is a way that Lakewood is connected to Neptune, where Jersey Shore Hospital is located, and to Long Branch, where Monmouth Hospital is located, because one cuts across from Lakewood to Brick, it's all connected. Then one goes up the Jersey Shore, it's all connected. All their houses, one after another, all the way up to and including Monmouth Medical Center and Long Branch. In other words, Monmouth Hospital and Long Branch is part of the same era as Lakewood is. Now, no one would ever travel that route. It's a very circuitous route, it's very complicated, it would take a very long time. Certainly, one is traveling to the hospital would never go that way. One would take the Garden State, one would go on the 195, both of which immediately take a person right away out of their Tchum Shabbos. However, there's no issue of Yibes Mil over here, because since the Isser is only if one goes, not only according to Mechas Chinuch, but we just showed that even according to Ramban, the Isser is only if one goes Yud Beis Mil away from his starting point on Shabbos, and his starting point is his ear. We've just built up this ear that it goes from Lakewood all the way to Long Branch, just in a very circuitous way. Even if one takes the Garden State, or whichever way one travels from Lakewood to Long Branch, because he wants to cut across in the normal, quicker way, the regular way of going, he is not going to end up anywhere near Yud Beis Mil away from his city, from this era of his at any given time. And therefore, there's no Yud Beis Mil Shiloh in regards to going to Jersey Shore and Monmouth Medical Center. It's interesting to note that there are some other practical ramifications from the fact that Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch and Jersey Shore Hospital in Neptune are part of the same era as Lakewood. Although one will never go that way, but there might be certain extenuating circumstances upon which a Rabban will allow one to return, one would want to go back on Shabbos, and under such circumstances, one possibly would have to go, or should be going, in the way that does not involve going out of the ear and going out of the tchum. Rather, he should take the circuitous route. On the other hand, taking this route would involve a lot more Amir La'akum, which under these extenuating circumstances, the Rabban might allow one to take car service back. It would be questionable if they would allow the extra Amir La'akum in order to take the circuitous route to give exact instructions to the driver. This is something which one would have to, under such circumstances, ask their own shiloh by their own rav. Another practical nafkamina could be is that the Gan Yankov discussed the shaila on daf memhei. If one the halach is that one's kelim, one's belongings have the same tchum as the owner. If one left his tchum on Shabbos and now he only has dal amos, what is the halach of his kelim that he left back home? Do they also only have dal amos because they take on the tchum, the new tchum of the owner, or they still retain their original pine, the original 2,000 amos? The mashmoyis of the rishonim in the beginning of Perek Mishrei Tzio and daf memalef from Beis, the ritva and the meiri is that the kelim do retain their original tchum, the original 2,000 amos. However, the Gan Yankov, he discussed this for Shaila, does not give a clear achrod, does not answer the Shaila. Shlom Zalman Orbach and the Cheshlem is Simon Tezvav. He mentions this Gan Yankov, also does not give a clear answer to it, and he definitely does take in consideration very strongly the tzad that the kelim of the person would now be limited to their Dal Amis because they are limited to the new tchum of the person. Someone is Yotzer Rishus, now one could differentiate between someone who left the tchum wrongfully, whether knowingly or unknowingly, to someone is Yotzer Rishus, but it may very well be that the Gan Yankov Shaila will apply by Yotzer Rishus, and Shlom Zalman seems to understand that we also, that the Shaila applies even by someone who is Yotzer Rishus. He left, he had permission to leave, he was going, let's say, to a hospital, let's say, to have a baby, or because of some emergency, and he now gets a new Alpayim Amma in the place of his hospital, in the place where he went. Now, what is the halacha of his kelim, the things he left back home? Now, on Shabbos, there's not much of an afkamina, and this doesn't come up too often on Shabbos, because Shabbos one cannot carry anyway out of the house or out of the Erev in which every person's original house is located. So he can never carry the belongings more than Dal Adamas anyway. The whole house or the whole area enclosed by the Erev is considered like Dal Adamas in any case. But this could happen on Shabbos if one wants to borrow some of the clothing, wear some of the clothing of the person who left to go to the hospital on Shabbos. And what's more negay, what comes up more often is on Yom Tov. What Yom Tov one's allowed to carry outside of the Erev, outside of the house, outside of the Erev. Can one carry the belongings of this person who went to the hospital on Yom Tov? Because the person no longer has his tchum, he has a new tchum where the hospital is, where he is now. Or do we say that the kelim, the belongings of this person, still retain their original tchum Shabbos where they started off? You know, the person has left and he has now adopted a new tchum Shabbos in the place where he has gone to. Now, since Mammoth Hospital and Jersey Shore Hospital are part of the same year as Lakewood, so even though the person who had the reason to go, the emergency, he left the tchum Shabbos to go to the hospital, but now he has arrived in the hospital and he gets his new tchum Shabbos, new Alpayim, the new tchum Shabbos that he's getting is actually the same as the old tchum Shabbos. It's the same old Alpayim that he's getting all over again. He left, he lost it, and now he's getting it back. So now the kelim, the belongings of the person are certainly okay if the person went to one of these hospitals, because if either they have the old Alpayim, or even if they have a new Alpayim Amma, either way, it's the same Alpayim Amma that they're allowed to go. They have the same tchum as their owner. So in regards to Mammoth Hospital and Jersey Shore Hospital, there's no question, there's no issue of Yud Beis Mil, which has many enough communities as to under what circumstances one would be allowed to go to these hospitals. It also comes out that since they are part of the same ear, that there's no reason to worry about the carrying or wearing outside the belongings of the person who went to the hospital, because his belongings still have the same tchum as he does, because it's all one big ear. And there might also be some cases where, under extenuating circumstances, Rabbanim will allow one to return in a car on Shabbos, and it would be important to know there is a route, even if it seems to be a far-fetched one, which will allow one to return to Lakewood without going out of their Tchum Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.